Chapter 8. Attaining the Supreme.
O my Lord, what is Brahman? What is the Self? What is karma? What is this material manifestation? And what are the demigods? Please explain this to me. Also, who is the Lord of Sacrifice, and how does he live in the body?
Arjuna, the indestructible transcendental living entity is called Brahman, and his eternal nature is called the Self.
Action pertaining to the development of the material bodies of the living entities is called karma, or fruitive activities. The physical nature, which is constantly changing, is the material manifestation.
The universal form of the Lord, which includes all the demigods, is called Adidaiva.
And the Lord of Sacrifice is myself, because I am inside of everyone's heart as the Supersoul.
How can those engaged in devotional service know you at the time of death, Krishna?
Whoever at the end of his life quits his body remembering me alone at once attains my nature. Of this there is no doubt.
The principle is that whatever state of being one remembers when he quits his body, that state he will attain without fail.
Therefore, Arjuna, you should always think of me and at the same time fight in this war.
After fixing your mind and intelligence on me, you will come to me.
One who practices constant meditation on me as the Supreme Person is sure to reach me.
One should meditate upon the Supreme Person as the one who knows everything, as he who is the oldest, who is the controller, who is smaller than the smallest, who is the maintainer of everything, who is beyond all material conception, who is inconceivable, and who is always a person. He is luminous like the sun and is beyond this material nature.
One who, at the time of death, fixes his life air between the eyebrows and remembers the Supreme Lord in full devotion will certainly attain the spiritual kingdom.
Since one's mind at the time of death is very disturbed, one should practice yoga throughout one's life.
If one practices yoga but at the same time remembers me with devotion, that is called Yoga Mishra Bhakti.
Just bringing the life air between the eyebrows? What kind of yoga is that, Krishna? Is there no other practice? Is there no mantra?
Greatly renowned sages who are learned in the Vedas chant Omkar as their mantra, Arjuna, and thus enter into Brahman.
Desiring such perfection, one practices celibacy.
I will now briefly explain this process. One must pull back all the senses from their objects and fix the mind on the heart and the life air at the top of the head.
When the life air is situated in the Brahmarandra, then one should think of my personal features, beginning with my feet to the top of my head.
One should also chant the sacred syllable Om.
Thus, upon quitting the body, one will certainly reach the spiritual planets.
But for one who is a pure devotee and who lovingly remembers me without deviation, I am easy to obtain, Partha, because of his constant engagement in pure devotional service.
When a person is not able to tolerate my separation, I, like a father who takes care of his son, remove all obstacles on his path. I bring him to me.
O Krishna, exactly what happens to such souls who obtain love for you? Do they take birth again?
Yes, Arjuna, but it's not an ordinary one. They very happily take birth, just like I took this wonderful birth in the house of Vasudeva. They are born happily without any problems, just as my eternal associates do.
They take one more birth and participate in my manifest pastimes.
These great souls are the highest and achieve the ultimate perfection, my own planet.
That is superior to any planet in this material world.
From the highest material planet to the lowest, all are places of misery where repeated birth and death take place. But one who attains my abode never takes birth again.
Try to understand, Arjuna, that all of the material planets are influenced by time. Therefore, there is birth and death.
The time sequence of one day in Brahmalok is equal to 1,000 Mahayugas, and the night is the same duration. At the beginning of Brahma's day, all living entities become manifest from the unmanifest state. And when the night comes, they are merged into the unmanifest again. Again and again, when Brahma's day arrives, all living entities come into being, and with the arrival of Brahma's night, they are helplessly annihilated. Yet, there is another unmanifest nature which is eternal and is transcendental to matter. It is supreme and is never annihilated. That transcendental realm is the supreme destination. Once one attains it, he never returns. That is my supreme abode. This can only be attained by pure devotion, no other way. Yes, Krishna, but what happens to the karmis and jnani yogis? Hey, Arjuna, I shall now explain the different times at which, passing away from this world, the yogi does or does not come back. Only those who know the Supreme Brahman attain that Supreme by passing away from the world during the influence of the fiery God, in the light, at an auspicious moment of the day, during the fortnight of the waxing moon, or during the 6 months when the sun travels in the north. However, the mystic who passes away from this world during the smoke, the night, the fortnight of the waning moon, or the 6 months when the sun passes to the south, reaches the moon planet, but again comes back. According to Vedic opinion, there are two ways of passing from this world, one in light and one in darkness. When one passes in light, he does not come back, but when he passes in darkness, he returns. Although the devotees know these two paths, Arjuna, they are never bewildered. Therefore, always be fixed in devotion. One who accepts the path of devotion is not bereft of the results derived from Vedic study, austerities, giving charity, or pursuing philosophical and fruitive activities. Simply by performing bhakti, he attains all these, and at the end, he reaches my eternal abode.